In the early 60s, immigrants from North Africa and Eastern Europe were sent to Mitzpe Ramon. During this period, the cultural center, a grocery store, and a youth hostel were built. The Clalit Health Services agreed to send a doctor to live in the community on condition that half of his salary was funded. This was finally made possible thanks to the Ministry of Defense. Mikorot National Water Company also connected the town to the national water system. The Community Bulletin from 1961 describes 115 wage earners, members of the Histadrut trade union, most of whom were employed by Evan Vasid Industries or Charsit V'chol Zach, today Negev Industrial Minerals, who went down each day to work in the crater. At the same time, the town attracted other communities, such as the large group of young pilots from the center of the country who tried unsuccessfully to establish another urban cooperative. Most of the income was based on travelers on their way south to Eilat, but the building of the new Arava highway diverted traffic and severely damaged the economy of the town. Aside from those who depended on the quarries for work, there were those who found in Mitzpe Ramon an artistic place of inspiration. In 1962, the sculptor Koso Elul gathered together various sculptors on the crater's ridge in an international symposium announcing the establishment of the Desert Sculpture Park. In the mid-80s, an additional wave of artists, led by artist Ezra Orion, added their works to the park, and the sculpture park was officially established. In the 70s, Mitzpe Ramon numbered 1,500 residents. In the early 80s, with the signing of the peace treaty with Egypt, many IDF bases were transferred to the Negev, and the Defense Ministry built accommodation in Mitzpe Ramon for families of professional soldiers serving in the region. On the edge of the crater, the Ramon Park complex was built, with the assistance of the Nature and Parks Authority, which included the Visitors Center, the Bio Ramon Animal Reserve, and the Ramon Science Center. Development of tourism continued in the late 80s, and the town's population doubled to approximately 3,000 residents. The influx of immigrants from the former USSR in the 90s brought many new residents to Mitzpe Ramon, and the religious population also grew. The Garin Torani, Zionist religious group, based itself in the town, and new members joined. Tourism was reinforced with the establishment of lone farms surrounding the area, and the construction of the Spice Route Quarter began, along with various other tourism initiatives.